I tell you, when it comes to Nebraska State track and field, this guy right here next to me has been doing the work in the state track and field for as a starter. I'm sure some other areas as well for 40 years now. Mr. Doug Kubik, we see him down, of course, at Cambridge with some of the events down there. He's there at state track. He goes, I'm sure, all around the state. Doug, first of all, thank you very much. This is like home away from home here at the state track and field meet, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. It's been 40 years for me, and it's one of the best events that the NSA puts on, if not the best event for the fans and for the student athletes too. Also, it's a great venue.
Amen to that. Amen. And you're going to get an award here. I know this is the early part. We're taping this on a Friday morning, but congrats. They're going to honor you with an award in front of everybody. Well, much deserved for a great tenure. Now, you're not slowing down. You're still going to be here another 10, 20 years, right?
Well, it'd be nice if my health would hang in there that long, but I'm getting up there in years, so who knows how long it'll be, but I'll do it as long as I can.
You have seen this track and field meet evolve over the years from when, 20 years, 30 years ago, 40 years ago to now what it is today. You've seen it all, haven't you?
That is correct. I've seen a lot of really good athletes, just to name a few, Amon Green and Eric Crouch and some of those guys. I got the privilege of starting some of their races, and it's amazing the athletes that we have here in the state of Nebraska. Some of them are pretty good from the Class A clear to Class D, so it's a lot of fun.
You kind of answered my question a little bit right there. As I was going to ask you, over the years here at the state meet, is there any particular one meet year that or a race or that really stands out in your mind?
One of them is probably Eric Crouch, because a lot of guys ask me how come Nebraska was going to recruit this kid that wasn't very big, wasn't very tall. And I got to tell him, I said, you should look at him from the waist down. He had a good set of legs, and boy, could he explode out of the blocks. That's why he was a good quarterback for Nebraska.
Yeah. As far as this venue here at Burke over the years, man, they've, what used to be 30, 40 years ago to today, they've made a lot of change. It's really changed over the years, hasn't it?
Yes, it really has changed. They've upgraded a lot of things. The track is wonderful. Seating is wonderful for the 10 to 20,000 people that come every day. And some people yip at the parking, but I think it's an easy way to get in and out. So it's just great.
What got you into being, a starter in track and field? What led the way there?
Well, I was actually teaching in Atkinson, and the track coach there, a longtime track coach, he called me one day and said, Doug, we need you to come up and work our deal, and eventually I think you need to be a starter. And that's how I started.
And you've been doing it ever since. And is your schedule pretty hectic still, or is it not as many meets these days? What's that schedule look like in the spring for you?
Well, actually, I don't do a lot of indoor anything of where I'm located in Atkinson, Nebraska. But like this year, I did 25 meets. I was down here at a Class A meet here at Burke, and I'm kind of all over. So, yeah, it's really increased. I shoot around that 20 meets a year.
And, of course, the Kubik family is well known for their track and field. You've had some really, really, really good athletes do this sport, haven't they?
Yes, they have been. My one brother's kids, well, all my brothers and sister's kids were good, too. I had a sister that lived in Kansas, and she played volleyball at Wichita State. So, yeah, the family has been pretty athletic over the years.
What else besides track and field in your off time? What do you like? What have you been doing?
Well, basically, I officiate football, basketball, track, and I do some baseball. Over the years, I've done a lot of baseball when we all had baseball teams. It's gotten less and less there, but basically, I'm pretty busy in my retirement years. So.
But you wouldn't miss this one for the world, would you?
I would never miss this. I would come even if I wasn't a starter, probably, because it's just fun to be here and just to see the kids that participate and how good they are.
I'm sure you're busy both Friday and Saturday. You're going to be down there quite a bit.
Yes, I'll be starting both afternoons on Friday and Saturday. We have a schedule of certain races that we start and rotate those around. So, yeah, we're pretty busy, all of us.
That's terrific. What's your summer going to be like for you? What do you have planned?
Well, basically, I've had them calling me for baseball already. Uh-huh. But other than that, I have two grandkids. In fact, they're down here today just to watch. They're real young, 6 and 5, and my daughter got to run on the track when she was 5 years old one time with another starter. His daughter was that age, and so she wanted to bring him down just to see what it's about.
Yeah. Yeah, you got your rain gear today and for tomorrow, because it sounds like Mother Nature is going to bring a little rainfall.
That sounds like this afternoon we might get a little damp, but it sounds like tomorrow is going to be beautiful. Yeah. So that would be great tomorrow for the other finals that take place.
I'm sure that's nothing new for you in any regular season meet or state track. If it rains, sometimes you're going to be out there still competing, don't you?
Yeah, and my kid, I got it all from rain gear to hand warmers to sunscreen. So yeah. we get it all here in Nebraska.
Yeah, just like the fans. I mean, you take everything because you never know from 1 hour to the next what the weather's going to do, right?
That is correct, because it can change just like today. It could change two or three times while we're here. So it'll be a fun day, though.
Doug, thanks a million. Good to talk. I'm sure you have 1,000 stories of the state track and field meet. We would love to hear a lot of those stories and some great memories over the years.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun over the years, and starters and just with the participants, and especially with the kids. A lot of them are really good. They love to come talk to you and visit about things.